K-State Nation, what is going on? Guys, we got to win. Back in the win column. This is Eddie Guerre back for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Reaction edition to this critical win, conference win for K-State on the heels of KU getting knocked off by Cincinnati. This is your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to this. Probably going to be abbreviated short response to this 34-20 win against UCF earlier this morning. I'm recording this just, let's see, half hour, maybe 40-ish minutes from the end of the game out there in Manhattan, Kansas, Bill Steiner Family Stadium, the Big 12 home opener. Remember, K-State football lost the Big 12 opener on the road to Iowa State, and it came in this game in a hole or deeper hole, whatever you want to call it, and K-State responded there with, overall, with a big win, however you can get it, right? So there is that, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State Athletics. You can get it wherever you get your podcast there, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast there. I'm going to keep it a little brief than normal. We'll see, because the Xfinity series is about to start. Now I'm about to flip on over to that there as Kansas has racing NASCAR in town there as well. So, yes, I know. But a lot going on this weekend there as well, so I'm going to keep this a little brief, obviously, and I just saw our co-host for the Podbean app channel, Alex's quotes there, and yeah, it's a win. It's a win there for K-State. Look, I saw some things. I saw a little bit of a building block, just like I talked about in the pregame yesterday. Of course, that pregame show before this win over UCF by 14 points, and I said two scores, and pretty much, once again, EG3, your boy, spot on yet again there. But yeah, finally we saw some bit of life on that K-State sideline, defense flying around. But yeah, they still give up with some big plays, though. That still is, that's still a concern, but hey, but overall, I think it's a win at this point. K-State football, you just need to win games. I said that, and I'll definitely take that over over how bad. It doesn't really matter how bad it is at this point. You just need to start winning games, and especially coming back in the Big 12 play where you were in a hole to begin the morning. So, and then getting news just now. I've been kind of been a little bit out since the K-State game was over. And yeah, just hopped on old college football K-State Twitter and learning that KU got knocked off by Cincinnati. So yeah, it's a good day for to be a Wildcat. That's for damn sure. And a win's a win at this point, because when you look at athletics here the last couple of days, with soccer losing heartbreaker to a ranked top 10 opponent, and then K-State volleyball losing last night in their Big 12 opener there. Somebody needs to win. And the football team delivered that today, knocking off UCF this morning by the count of 34-20 there as Kansas State now gets, hard to believe, sitting here, what, Saturday, September 27th, on the 27th of September, the final weekend of the month, right, that K-State only has their second win of the year. But hey, like I said, win's a win, right? 34, UCF 20 there as well. The defense was flying around. we haven't seen that really since Iowa State. I want to put it that way there as well. Finally, everybody supporting each other there. I have not seen that either. So again, building blocks, right? You want to see that. All this talking, all the chatter with the bye week, oh, we're going to make some changes and whatnot. Well, we actually saw it today there from the entire team. Now, I have not listened to the Chris Kleiman post-game yet. I'm putting that aside right now until probably tomorrow. There's just a lot going on this afternoon, so I'm taking a little bit of time to record this reaction edition there. So I'm satisfied, definitely happy with the result. But again, you know, hey, you got to start somewhere. You can't keep losing games, or you're not going to end up going to a bowl game. Now, obviously, K-State, mathematically, yes, still have a chance to get themselves back into this picture, but I'm not going to rule that out yet. But now, I guess we're going to find, I guess we're going to find out where they stand with Baylor next week at the same time, 11 o'clock in Waco. And we know most of the time anyways, K-State, with the probably exception of Chris Klieman's couple of visits down there, it's been a nightmare. House of Horrors, pardon the pun, because it's almost October. House of Horrors for K-State football. Well, they can have a chance to turn that around there, and we're going to find out how much they really grown next week. Yeah, it's kind of hard right now, sitting here, you know, reacting. It's kind of hard, you know, whether, you know, they overall improve, answer some of those questions, but a couple of those have already been answered. One of those, my guy, Dylan Edwards, what do we all know? What do we all say here? What did I say here on this podcast just last night? That Dylan Edwards, one play away from taking it to the house, home run hitter, right? You saw his offense there have a little bit of a jolt, some life in it, right? So Dylan Edwards scored, took one to the house, but then give credit to UCF. They weren't going away for a minute. They were not going away. So that's alarming for better. Obviously UCF is not in the level of Baylor, but obviously everybody's going into the year thought, you know, we're going to see the measuring stick of Baylor. Well, here we are. Now we get the win against UCF. Now we see more questions, right? Can you take the next step now, right? Baylor, now the focus now for next week. But yeah, it's great to see finally the energy that I mentioned on the KSU pregame yesterday on this podcast. Sat here and said, look, you wanted to see the energy. Head coach Chris Klieman talked about it all week long, and even big parts of last week as well. I've heard former K-State players talk about there's no sense of urgency. Well, we finally saw that. You got to give the players credit right there. I called it out. Got to give the players credit for wanting to come out here, focused, fired up, you know, standing behind your teammates when they're out there playing. And I noticed for the first time since Iowa State, I know I'm talking about a lot about the defense side of the ball. I'll get the offense just a minute here on this reaction edition to this 14-point win, 2-touchdown win. Like I said, 2 scores. Check the tape, baby. Again, EG3 been on it here in this football season. So for here in this disappointing season so far, whether that's K-State football, whether that's Falcon football. Yeah, so we're not talking about Atlanta Falcons on here, but just I wanted to throw that out there as well. You wanted to see more emotion, more guys locked in, not playing around, laughing and hee-hee-hee and all this other stuff. Well, you're still under 500, but hey, the big, more important win, you finally can say, hey, you won a freaking college football game. Now, can you build on it? This is what I'm talking about. Can you go down to Waco and it's hard to say, you know, go down there with more victories because you don't want to go down more victories. But in a must win now, for all these guys a must win. You had to have this game. You got it done. That's the main part of it. And we saw some wrinkles on the offense side of the ball. I'm like, what? Really? We saw two. I point out two. Again, go back, watch some highlights. Listen to the post game from Coach Klieman, and we'll talk more about this game, and then of course we'll get ourselves our attention. We'll turn to Baylor here in the middle of next week as K-State gets on the board, and more importantly, gets on the board in Big 12 conference play while KU loses at home to Cincinnati, and now that kind of changes that narrative. On that side, everybody's saying K's going for the college football playoff. You serious? Y'all can shut up now. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Everybody's saying, oh, you know, Kansas, you know, couple more wins. We're talking about them being a serious Big 12 contender. You ain't gonna do that when you lose Cincinnati. That's for sure right there. And like I said, for K-State, for this podcast, and it was K-State across the board, you needed to win this football game. And for the most part, you did that, and the defense there gets a lot of credit. They are flying around. I am seeing that this group fly around since Iowa State in that weathered game, that opener game there that we lost the game there because the defense gave the offense a chance to win this game. We did not do well. The defense couldn't cloak. Well, let me put this. The defense did not give the offense a chance because the defense could not make the plays there on Iowa State late. As we all know, Zoe's on that one. So, K-State needed to get the winning call up in the Big 12 play. They did that. I do not right now have all the standings because late last night, last night you had, TCU, Arizona State. TCU came in here this week, 24th ranked in the country, and they got upset last night by Arizona State last night. There's Arizona State pulled it out. They won again. So everybody's saying, here we go again, Arizona State. Nobody pays attention to them. And Arizona State at home knocks off 24th-ranked TCU there as well. Yeah, Cincinnati beat KU. We're upset KU there. And in Lawrence, by the way. I failed to mention that. In Lawrence, by the way. And you have K-State taking care of UCF. That's what we'll have a Big 12 round down. Big 12 round up here. At some point, maybe Monday or something, we'll look back at the rest of the scores later. But the main goal here for the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, it is Kansas State 31, UCF 20, earlier this morning on September 27th, 2025, in game number 5. Kansas State back in the win column for the first time in like years, it seems like. For the second time in 2025, boasted their record to 2-3, and now 1-1 in conference play. UCF has their first loss of the season there. The 3-1 and 0-1 in Big 12 play. Eddie Greer III here for a few minutes on the pod. A reaction edition to a huge win for K-State. So it's a great Saturday to be a Wildcat there. Of course, our rivals lose to Cincinnati there as well. I talked a lot about our defense there, switching gears a bit. I've talked about the offense a little bit with Dylan Edwards' return. Look, this offense a lot more different now with Dylan Edwards. And how about the other change? Blake Barnett? Get some carries? Ooh. Yeah, Blake Barnett, for those of you new to the show, backup quarterback to Avery Johnson there. And they used him in the running back position. So Matt Wells, Chris Kleiman. So actually, We did see some change. I'm like, okay, all right. All right, we add some spice here. All right. Blake Barnett got a lot of carries today. Now, let me see if I can put the stats here. Offensively, Avery Johnson threw 2 more TDs, no interceptions. He was 18 for 25 for 168 yards. Dylan Edwards, over 150 yards rushing, 166 to be exact. Just like I said, one small meter away from a home run hitter. Home run. He hit a home run today. 166 yards. A touchdown on 20 carries. Jerron Tibbs, I thought for the first time, was great. He was great. I've been critical of recent receivers. There's no question about that. This podcast, whether that's Alex Aiden or myself or the past, really since this podcast started hard on his wide receivers, not catching the football. Jerron Tibbs, in my opinion, today was outstanding catching the ball. He has been, yes, on the other side of some bad drops this season. 8 catches for 72 yards, and tight ends hit pay dirt yet again. Garrett Oakley and Will Anseal scored for K-State there as well. On the other side, give credit to where credit is due here. I'm going to give credit here to Taven Jackson. He was supposed to be knocked out of the game. That was Cody Stubblebean level Jackson it was late in the first half there, and he should have been out of the game. But kudos to Tyven Jackson. Come back in the game, being tough as he is right there in the losing cause there. So I wanted to shout him out here on the Pro Project Podcast. Fortunately for them, in a losing effort, 12 for 24, 115 yards, picked off there. Let me see here. There was a big catch in the game by DJ Black. He had only one catch. That catch, he went for a touchdown because, of course, Wesley Ferrier gets beat, and Black took it to the house. 82 yards there on the rushing side of things. Like I said, still giving up big plays with UCF for a long-ass time. It felt like for really most of the game hung around. Miles Montgomery, right? 10 carries, 119 yards. So, again, you're getting gashed on the ground. I mean, yes, you're flying around today with more intensity, but you're still giving up some big chunk of yards. And we're gonna see Baylor on the road next week, same time, 11 a.m. We'll find out. I think it's gonna be on ESPN Plus. That might be another rant for next week. I'm not gonna rant right now because I don't have time for another rant. But anyways, so you got that going on there as well. So there are some big plays made by UCF, but K-State just made more plays than that right there as well. As really, this game was no score going into the second quarter. So this was no score going into the second quarter, and K-State reeled off 17 points. It was 17-10 at halftime there, and then K-State, Every time they scored, it seemed like UCF punched right back. But hey, K-State made enough plays in this game to kind of stem the tide on the Golden Knights this morning in Manhattan, Kansas, for a critical big win, and more importantly, get the first win in conference play for the Wildcats there as well. Avery Johnson, 168 through the air, 75 more on the ground. Blake Barnett, we saw a few signs of him there. Blake Barnett, 5 carries, 23 yards. Joe Jackson hit the end zone again. He only had 6 yards on 5 carries there as well. Yes, Jaron Tibbs, again, eight catches, like I said, on 10 targets for him. He was outstanding today there as well here. And Sterling Lockett made a catch. Sterling Lockett. Alert. Sterling Lockett made a catch, folks. K-State Nation, one more time. Sterling Lockett made a catch other than fair catching punts there as well. So he's on the stat sheet there as well. He caught a pass for 13 yards in this game. Gunnar Maldonado made a great play on the backup quarterback for UCF there to pick him off, to set up one of those scores there in Quay Moss. Quay Moss has been the consistent factor for K-State this year. And there is 3 players that have been bringing the juice. Quay Moss has been one of them. Quay Moss been bringing the juice all year long, and he did it again today as well. Logan Bartley, double-checking here. Logan Bartley here, leading tackler, looks like, for K-State in this game. Logan Bartley, of course, got suspended for the big hit on Trey Spivey, former K-State Wildcat, now Arizona wide receiver, 2 weeks ago. So Logan Bartley has been solid as well in the K-State secondary so far here in 2025. A young freshman back there making some plays there as well. So I think we covered all that there. Let me see, go back through here. Let me see if I can get heat in here a little bit here. I think we got it for right now. Let me see here. Yeah, Avery Johnson. Yeah, I'm looking at stats here real quick. Some final stats here real quick. Avery Johnson looks like 268 yards total offense for Avery Johnson today. So he was solid yet again. Did what he had to do. And hey, finally, Avery Johnson with some sense of urgency on some of these broken down plays that we've been talking about, running, diving, giving himself up a little bit. So again, baby steps, right? Building blocks, right? You want to see this team. All right, number one, we got to win this game. Somehow, some way, UCF did not really know how good they are with, of course, the 3-0 records. You want to win this game at every cost, right? Well, we take care of that situation. Now, can you build on this win, go down to Waco and give Baylor a run for their money and potentially win this game? So so we'll see what happens there. Yeah, the defense is going to have to really cut down the big plays, because that's been really the mark on that defense. Big plays, and yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, B.J. Payne should have picked that one off for a pick six, because that should have been a pick for sure, right? He dropped the for sure touchdown, because he catches that cleanly. I don't think nobody's touching him right there as well. That's probably maybe the only 2 or 3 mistakes for K-State. Obviously, the big plays, you give up another 100 yards to another rusher yet again for K-State. That's still a concern there, getting gashed on the ground. But, hey, K-State offensively finally stepping up to the plate and scoring 30-plus points a game. Is that the first time this year we've done that? I believe. No, it's not. It's the second time because we had a seesaw back and forth with North Dakota there to win that game. So this is the second time here in 25 that the offense has scored 30-plus points. It's going to take that. It's going to take that. Right around there, score 30, and hope your defense can get a stop, or even that, like we saw Gunnar Maldonado pick off Jackson, get a couple of turnovers, get interceptions, and turn them into some big points right there on the road. That's going to be the key next week for K-State defensively. I can tell you that right now. Get a couple of turnovers and turn them into touchdowns, because we know, we all sit here and know the theme, right? Get turnovers on the road is a big thing. You can get those turning touchdowns. That could be the difference in the game. So we'll see what happens in one of those. This today was a pretty example here. But you're at home, you're playing at home. You had more energy, fired up on the sideline, supporting each other. Teammates out there engaged, congratulating their teammates every time they scored or made plays out there. And, yeah, I was really impressed with the defense early on in this game, the intensity there, everybody flying to the football. I ain't seen that since Iowa State. That's probably so. Yeah, I've not seen that. I know I'm watching it from a couple of hours away from Manhattan, Kansas, but I definitely saw an uptick in intensity with the defense today. In the offense today, we saw some wrinkles, actually. And finally, the sighting of Dylan Edwards, a difference maker today for the Cats there, obviously, because we know how important he is, well, other than Avery Johnson, to this offense. We saw what he can do, and we all know what he can do as well. One little mistake, Dylan Edwards is going to make you pay for it, and he did today on that UCF defense there as well. So next up for K-State there, obviously, Baylor. I've been mentioning Baylor pretty much throughout this reaction edition of the show. Win's a win. I'm happy about that. Very happy about that. I don't care at this point how you get it. Win to win, especially now you're in, it's conference games. Like I was telling one of my friends early this morning, hey, it's conference games for us the rest of the way out. Hey, it's time for us to buckle down and turn this thing around and get a win somehow, some way. And I don't know, by the way, UCF, they play KU next week. So. So I'm very, very happy that KU lost, and very, very happy that K-State was able to win this game. You needed to win this game, and hey, put it this way, K-State football took care of business in Manhattan, Kansas, at the Bell Snyder Family Stadium this afternoon against the UCF Golden Knights, and now K-State now can have all their attention now on Baylor. Go 1-0, right? Wildcats football team, check that box off top of the list. The Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, get it. Wherever podcasts are found, we are on Spotify, Amazon, iTunes, wherever you get your podcast there. Second thing, I mentioned Alex Aiden. Well, new content on the Podbean app will be coming soon. The last part of the week has been a little bit crazy for me, and so dealing with a little bit of a situation, But I have recording equipment here in the EG3 studios, so we're gonna have to adjust here. We're gonna take this thing day by day. But Podbean app, new content coming over there soon. Greer 380s podcast. That is GREER, the number 380s apostrophe S podcast. Once again, that is GREER, the number 380s podcast for more K-State coverage of your cast there. And of course, tell a fellow K-State fan, whether that's a new K-State fan, new student, current K-State student, alumni, or anybody else about this Purple Project podcast, all things K-State sports. Finally, somebody wins, and that belongs to the K-State football team, delivering a 2-score win over the UCF Golden Knights, the Kansas State Wildcats now go to 2-3 on the season, 1-1 in Big 12 play. UCF drops to 3-1 now, 0-1 in conference play. Now it's UCF's first Big 12 game. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California, Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another reaction edition to a win. Feels good to talk about a win here on this podcast. It feels like a full year that K-State football hasn't had done anything, but it feels good to finally talk K-State winning a football game. And Avery Johnson, Dylan Edwards, Gunnar Maldonado deliver that to K-State Nation today by the count of 34-20. Eddie Greer coming to you once again from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another reaction winning edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We'll talk to y'all coming up this week. Go Cats.